Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Reclaim Podcast. I am your host, Whitney Elise. Just a black girl out here trying to help everyone do better, including and especially herself. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Or if you're new here, hi, hello, and welcome. I hope you all are doing well. Life update. Everything is going pretty mundanely over here. Nothing really to report. I know you guys like tell me to, you've got to tell us, you know, you got to tell us what's going on in your life. Like, we're also here to talk to you. I appreciate that. I really do. I really, really appreciate that. Yeah, things are really mundane. We took the baby up to vote the other day, because it's important to us to demonstrate, civic duty, civic responsibility, yada, yada. Earl's been preaching and, I have a funny thing about that because like, I don't know how to say good job in Christianese and I refuse to do it. And so like, you know, I tried to say, you know, like God really moved, which he does. I believe that God moved. The Lord really spoke to us today. So when everyone says he did a good job, I'm like, the Lord really worked today. The Lord was really present. Like try to, you know, take all the, you know, attention off of him and put it on God. Right. But to him, like, I want to say like, you good job. Right. Right. But like, I'm trying to be holy. I'm trying to make this work for those who frequent the church and know church culture. You understand what I'm saying. So I end up just garbling it all and just look at him and say good intentions and well wishes like things like that. And so I that's what I told him on Sunday, like good intentions and well wishes, like I just don't know what to say. But it was just like a funny thing. I also was invited to my first big brand trip, not at liberty to say where, but when it comes, because it's still some time away, when it comes, know that I'll be sharing. You will not be left out of the tea. You know, certain groups get a little bit more. Shout out to Patreon. But yeah, I'm enthused. I'm really excited. I'm trying to find things to wear. Trying to find things to wear. By the time you listen to this, depending upon when you listen to this, my cousin is getting married and I'm so excited. So TT Nina, congratulations. I'm so excited for you. I just wanted to drop love for you at the tippy top of the show. Emmy's going to be a flower girl and, expect lots and lots of obnoxious pictures and me crying somewhere. So that's it for the life update. Last week's episode entitled Y'all Don't Be Liking Kids was literally that. It was sheer concern and confusion because it's like, y'all for real don't be liking kids. Like, what is it about not liking children? Like y'all, not y'all obviously, but folks think that it's like some sort of quirky thing that they don't like children. And I'm like, no, that's actually being hateful because it's one thing to not like individuals. It's a whole different thing to not like an entire group of people. And you know, to get to adulthood, you have to be a kid first. And so if you're an adult, like not liking kids, like you were just a kid. So that doesn't make any sense. But also, maybe not just a kid, but you get what I'm saying. But also like, you know, apply this to any other group of people. That same logic says, I think it's okay to not like X group of people, X large demographic of people. And you will seem like a bigot. So, and children are, someone pointed this out. I saw it afterwards and I was like, this is a great point. Children are some of the most, the most defenseless group of people. And to come out and just say you don't like a defenseless group of people, like, are you okay? You all right? Like, are we okay? I don't think so. So that was last week's episode. This week's episode, we're going to dive into the mess and the mayhem, which is every day on this floating rock in space. So hit it, Earl.
Let the people of the reclaim say amen. Glad to be here, say amen again. And say amen one more time if you really like the show. We glad that y'all here today, and these will be your church announcements.
Okay, y'all remember about a year and a half ago, those weirdo governors down south were shipping and busing people all over the United States as political stunts to try to garner support for whatever. And those individuals, I said, I'm like, this feels like human trafficking. Like, you're putting them on buses, you're putting them on planes. You know, a lot of them are going to colder climates. You're sending them to colder climates and you're dropping them off in these cities with no plans for their care or their well-being. You know, you're just kind of throwing them at the cities, and the cruelty is the point. The unpreparedness is the point. And I believe that, I don't think that's happened in a while. I have to double check. I don't think that's happened in a while. But one of those flights was to Martha's Vineyard. And according to the Miami Herald, some of the 49 migrants flown to Martha's Vineyard by the state of Florida are now able to legally work in the U.S. and have temporary protections from deportation because they are considered victims of a potential crime, according to their attorney. The migrants are eligible for protections because they applied for a special kind of visa meant for crime victims who are helping law enforcement in the investigation of suspected criminal activity. They applied for what is known as a U visa last year after they said they have been tricked into taking charter flights from San Antonio, Texas to Massachusetts Island with false promises of jobs and other aid, according to Rachel Self, the attorney for the migrants. The migrant flight program, a taxpayer-funded operation led by Governor Ron DeSantis and politically connected private contractor, that's interesting. I wonder who that is, was designed to remove, quote, unauthorized aliens, because why would we just call them people? Why would we just say undocumented people? Why would we humanize people? Let's call them aliens, weirdos. See, I told you they were weirdos. Back to the Miami Herald. Unauthorized aliens from Florida. But critics, including immigration advocacy groups, have pointed out that the migrants had legal status in the United States as asylum seekers and that they were found in Texas, not Florida. Which is weird, because why is Governor Ron DeSantis sending people with legal asylum seeking status to Martha's Vineyard? Why is he doing that? That makes no sense. Turns out you can't do that. Like I said, now the tidbit that I missed earlier when I was gathering my thoughts about this was the potential crime thing. Wait a minute. Back up, everybody. Hold up. You mean to tell me after I said in November of 2022, because I have the tweet where I said it, where I said that Governor Ron DeSantis and Governor Greg Abbott, who keep shipping people all over the United States, need to be investigated for human trafficking? You mean to tell me that a bunch, a good sized group of those migrants have applied to and are currently receiving visas specific for those who are helping the United States and law enforcement investigate suspected criminal activity? I missed that part. The part that I was like rolling around and enjoying was the fact that they were getting visas to stay here after being shipped around the United States like produce instead of like people. You know, lied to, tricked, thrown on these planes, and then sent to places where with the promises of jobs and housing, and they were just completely lied to. You simply cannot do that. You simply cannot. But I didn't know that the reason why they were getting these visas was also because they could be helping with an investigation. Holy smokes. One, Whitney, I need to do better preparation. But two, Governor DeSantis, like, what have you gotten yourself into? It was one thing to be arguing with Mickey Mouse. It's a whole different ball game what you're getting ready to get yourself into. Human trafficking? Human trafficking? Like, Mr. Boots. And y'all know he'd be wearing them boots. I don't even need to talk to you about them boots. And, like, I don't need to talk to you about those boots. Mr. Boots. And your wannabe Jackie O wife. Like, you, sir, are about to be in a lot of trouble if this is what's getting investigated. And this is just for one of those flights. How many more of those flights and those and that busing program happened? How much more of that happened? Like, on such a weird big scale. Like, I don't know. If I was Ron, I'd be shaking in those boots. Governor's doing dumb things. Have you heard from Greg Abbott lately? Greg Abbott, the current Texas governor, decided to pipe up about the happenings on college and university campuses. So for those who are unfamiliar, campus protests have erupted with, I believe, a dozen or more, probably more at this point, encampments, protests, peaceful demonstrations, that type of thing. On colleges and universities, because the kids are done. The kids are tired of this. They're tired of watching their taxpayer dollars go to funding the mass murder of innocent civilians, of journalists, of doctors, of so many people. They're tired of it. They're tired. And rightfully so. A lot of us are tired. As with all protests, and I need to say this up front, as with all protests, as with all demonstrations, as with all mass groups of people, you are always going to have bad actors. You will always have bad actors in these groups. And we have to acknowledge that. I've seen videos of people being really, really nasty and hateful. I've seen that. I've witnessed it myself. Now, I don't know the context of those videos, and I'm still doing my research on these things, but what I will say is there's always going to be bad actors in the group. Howsoever, the overwhelming majority of these protests are peaceful. I just saw a CNN video from Columbia University, ground zero, as it were, for a lot of these protests, where they shared Passover Seder together. So they're having Passover Seder with Jewish and non-Jewish people. And then I believe after that, it was a call to prayer for Muslims. And so, like, all of these things are happening cohesively throughout this encampment. And it's like, nobody's bothering anybody. Nobody's like fussing at anybody. There's a lot of signs of solidarity, a lot of signs of humanity. You know, it's just the kids are tired. So I'm going to say that too. Now, y'all's, and I mean y'all down in Texas, y'all's governor spoke up about these protests, saying on his Twitter, quote, "Arrests are being made right now and will continue to be made until the crowd disperses. These protesters belong in jail. Anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas, period. Students joining hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university should be expelled." Very, very interesting. Very interesting and very telling. Why is that interesting and telling? Because this is Greg Abbott we're talking about, and he's piping up in 2024. This same governor in 2019 signed into law a law that is going to protect free speech on college campuses. Right? Free speech on college campuses. Now, he's been governor. He was elected governor in Texas the first time in 2014. Since then, there have been numerous numerous white supremacist and anti-Semitic demonstrations and speakers and gatherings on college campuses, and he has never said a thing. Not one thing. He's been governor. He was elected governor 10 years ago. He was elected governor 10 years ago. Elected governor 10 years ago. We don't even have to look that far, because the Texas Tribune reported in October 10th of 2023 about Nick Fuentes coming to Texas universities. Fuentes often praises Hitler and has publicly fantasized about marrying a 16-year-old. Last week, he visited the office of a Texas operative who runs a deep-pocketed political group. You didn't have anything to say about Nick Fuentes? You didn't have anything to say about Richard Spencer? Richard Spencer decided that he was going to have a rally at Texas A&M. That was in August. Well, this was published in August of 2017. And the Texas Tribune says, a college station white nationalist is planning a rally on the campus of Texas A&M University that will feature infamous self-described alt-right leader Richard Spencer. Anti-Semitism sitting right there. It's been all over the place. The Texas Observer also did a brilliant job of publishing a piece in July of 2013, that talks about the homegrown neo-fascist movement marches in Austin, Texas. Researchers have identified dozens of the members of the white nationalist group, and no, they are not feds. Which is funny. That's a funny little tagline, because everyone's like, oh, it's the feds. Oh, the federal government's them. No, it's not. It's actual just hateful people. And I'm appalled for my Greg Abbott of it all to say this. The way folks love to like re-spin things to try to avoid culpability for things is hilarious. Like, they'll say the January 6th insurrection attempt. They'll call it a peaceful demonstration. Meanwhile, there's poop smeared on the walls. There was a Confederate battle flag flown in the middle of the Capitol. There was all types of violent threats and things like that. It's like this infantilization of whiteness that keeps happening. And we're seeing it happen when people like shrug off things like, y'all have homegrown terrorists ain't marching on your damn city, marching on your campuses, being actually blatant anti-Semitic, and you're not saying anything then. However, when a few kids say, hey, I'm tired of seeing these videos of people being dismembered, I'm tired of hearing about children being violently harmed using my taxpayer dollars, I'm tired of it. And folks are just like, eh, anti-Semitism. Like, this is, no, absolutely not. I'm just saying, if you're going to speak out against anti-Semitism, be like the people who are speaking out about anti-Semitism and do it completely all the way through. Like, be consistent. Don't use it as a shield now because you don't like about what the people are protesting about. And I'm speaking specifically about Greg Abbott. Is there anti-Semitism on college campuses? Absolutely. There's hate everywhere. And what I agree, I actually do agree with Greg Abbott, is that anti-Semitism don't belong nowhere. It doesn't belong anywhere. But the last folks who really need to speak about that are right wingers in Texas. Okay. Especially when he signed a law in 2019, like I said, that said free speech is allowed on campus. It's allowed. So these demonstrations, by his own bill that he signed into law, the university should be penalized based on this bill. I'm reading in the Texas Tribune, and it says, Senate Bill 18 would require universities to create disciplinary sanctions for students who interfere with free speech activities. It would allow universities to put restrictions on time, place, and manner of such activities. So, I mean, if the university wanted to say, hey, we don't want you protesting from here to here, but you're free to do it from here to here, that's a reasonable request. But the man who is now saying that these students, these young adults who are exercising their First Amendment right to free speech and to assemble is now piping up and saying, oh no, it's anti-Semitism. It's like, you, anyway, y'all get what I'm saying. I'm very annoyed, and I'm really annoyed with the fact that I'm having an allergic reaction right now. Like, I'm so annoyed. Like, I'm coughing and sneezing and stuff like that, and I keep, like, trying to take breaks. But I'm so frustrated at the fact that people who want to pipe up about hate being on college campuses had nothing to say when hate was on full display on college campuses. It's just like, the free speech that you signed into law, like, has to be the same free speech for everybody. It can't be just the people that you like. It can't just be the people that you agree with. It's either everybody gets free speech or nobody gets free speech. We at least pretend to be not so hypocritical. Another governor who's getting on my gosh darn nerves, Governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves. Tate Reeves has just announced that April is Confederate History Month. Of course, he announced this halfway through April, and being as though the Confederacy lasted a grand total of 5 years, I don't know how much history there's even left or is understood or is worthy to discuss. But here we are. Here we are. I have a lot of thoughts on this. One, pandering to your base like this is really embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. You mean to tell me, and I'm not surprised. I just want to put that out there. I'm not surprised. It's Mississippi. I get it. I got it. I understand. But fully announcing that an entire month is dedicated to traitors of the United States. The United States, of which you are currently serving office in, is not just so bizarrely ignorant, but it's really ass backwards. You mean to tell me I can't talk about the sit-ins of the 60s? I can't talk about the liberation movements of Black people? I can't talk about slave rebellions and revolts. I can't talk about how this nation was actually built and created and sustained off of centuries of human trafficking, whether it was transatlantic human trafficking or whether it was statewide, nationwide human trafficking. I can't talk about any of those things, but you get to revel in 5 years worth of history that you clearly don't understand. People want to look at that battle flag and call it heritage, not hate. Meanwhile, every time we see that battle flag, it is nothing but hatred. Your heritage is hatred. I would say your heritage is based on hatred. Go back and read the founding documents of the Confederacy. Go back and look at some of those documented speeches of some of the officials of the Confederacy. They're basing their entire alleged nation that they want to secede and create their own nation. They're basing their entire secession upon owning people. And that's to be celebrated? In the land of the free and the home of the brave, you want to celebrate people who wanted to own people. People who wanted to legalize human trafficking. People who want to sell children. People who want to rape. People who want to maim. People who want to harm. People who want to own bodies. You want to celebrate that? Nah, because if we're going to talk about Confederate history, let's talk about Confederate history. Let's talk about the brutality, especially that existed in states like Mississippi. Let's talk about how that flag that y'all love to parade around is really truly only a battle flag, and that flag really only saw resurgence with the KKK, one of the most prominent hate groups in the nation. Heritage, not hate. Your heritage is based in hate, steeped in hate. Hatred of Black people, hatred of Black bodies, hatred because you can't own us anymore. Hatred because the caste system that your great-granddaddies built for us is dissolving. And the meritocracy that y'all believe and y'all want to espouse to, that y'all think exists, is just mediocrity upheld by white supremacy. There is nothing good about the Confederacy. There's nothing great about the Confederacy. There's nothing impactful or powerful about the Confederacy. The Confederacy was a joke. The Confederacy didn't even last longer than, I don't know, pick something. 5 years? 5 years? Some people have college careers that long. No shade to them. But I'm saying, like, 5 years is not a long time to talk about a history of something. Okay? And it's not like a justice movement. It's not like a liberation movement. It's not like a healing movement. The whole purpose, the whole intent, the entire basis of the Confederacy was to own Black people and to have a racial caste system that blatantly, loudly upheld white people to the denigration of anyone who was not white, but specifically Black people. And you want to celebrate that, Tater Tot? You think that's something worthy of adoration? Now, I know that there's this whole lie of the lost cause. I know that y'all love Gone with the Wind. I know that y'all love Birth of a Nation, the original one, not the Nat Turner one, because, yeah, I'm certain y'all don't love that. And a lot of the things that you were taught about the Confederates, you learned from people that you loved. And it feels like spitting in their face when folks like me come along and say none of what you learned was true. That it was all a lie based upon some of the most egregious and disgusting behaviors humans could display. That feels like a slap in the face to you. And I can understand that. What you're going to have to learn to do if you're going to get free of this, if you're not willing to get free, then stay stuck. Fine. That's your business. You'll look like an ignorant bigot for the rest of your life. But if you're determined to get free of this, you're going to have to learn that y'all were all lied to. All of y'all were lied to. Nothing was good about the Confederacy. Nothing was good about antebellum lifestyle. Nothing. And someone can go ahead on and tell Taylor Swift that too. Because her putting that lyric, and I know the whole song was based on, the whole entire song where that lyric exists is based upon how we can't go back and romanticize days that weren't what they were. You can't create this beautiful fluffy lie from the truth. I get that. I understand that. The lyric was bad. For those who are unfamiliar, Taylor essentially wrote, me and my friends like to play a game where we pick a decade we would like to go back to. And I chose the 1830s, except for all the racists and people who would sell women to the highest bid, for the highest bid. And it's a bad lyric. It's a bad lyric in, I mean, Taylor's pen is unmatched. So I'm kind of shocked. I'm like, were you sleepy when you wrote this? Like, was there something going on? Were you not feeling well? Maybe you're like me. Maybe you're congested. You know, things happen. We don't put out the best things. And that's fine. It happens. But girlfriend, this ain't that. This right here ain't that. There was nothing good about that time. There's nothing worth going back to. There was nothing worth reenacting. And every time we see these reenactments, every time we see actions like the one that Tate Reeves and so many, I think like a handful of other states do the same thing, the same belief system that would have these states celebrate Martin Luther King Day along with Robert E. Lee Day, because God forbid they celebrate a holiday of a black man. No, we got to stick a white man on there because God forbid, right? That same holding those two things up, like a civil rights leader, one of the most prolific civil rights leaders of ever, next to a person who literally fought a war, murdered people in order to own people, and how those two don't compute, they don't even match, they don't even deserve to be on the same, in the same conversation. Y'all been lied to. And y'all are going to have to do the work if you want to get free of this. You're going to have to do the work of dismantling what people who loved you taught you incorrectly about so many things. That's the work. That is the work. I doubt that a lot of folks in Mississippi who agree with this decision that Governor Tater Tot did would do that work. But there are some folks out there who are willing to do that work. And I want to encourage you, whatever your work is, do it. Just do it. All right. Let's see. Anyone else we want to yell at this week or any good news? Let's see. I don't know what's going on with all the Amanda Seals feels y'all got going on out there. But I hope for the best. She recently went on Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharpe's podcast, wildly popular podcast, video cast. And, I have thoughts. Where are the shows that are being led by the journalists or by the people who have the range for these conversations? Shannon Sharpe is a good, for all accounts that I've heard, is a good dude and is fun to talk to. You know, he had that interview with Cat Williams at the top of the year. He's talked to Monique. He's talked to now so many other folks. And so, you know, him talking to Amanda Seals with all of this fallout with Amanda Seals, after Amanda simply voiced the fact that she's not being, you know, invited to some of the events that she was asked to at one point host, that she feels forgotten by black media. And that a lot of folks kind of turn their backs on her. And the response was, I think Essence, The Griot, and a few other publications made these pieces about her that were real digs against her character. Now, I know that Amanda has done and said some problematic things. I know that sometimes her personality rubs people the wrong way. All that being said, she has used her voice and her platform for the betterment of folks, period. She's really tried, really, really, really tried to be helpful in these conversations around freedom and liberation, things like that. And so I get why people may not have liked her in the past, but currently, she hasn't really done anything worth disliking. She hasn't really said anything worth disliking, to my knowledge. And I know somebody going to email me and like, no, girl, here's what she said. And I'm like, okay, I'll take it back. But to my knowledge, currently, she has not done anything that... Yeah, hasn't done anything. So I don't understand the Amanda Seales hate. I'm very frustrated with it. But back to Club Shay Shay. That lady, y'all need to lay off that lady. Okay? Like, that's enough. She hasn't done anything. If you don't like her, and you don't like her because y'all personalities don't vibe, that's one thing. But to just keep dragging her. And I'm talking about legacy media. I'm talking about big media outlets. I also would like to see someone in the position of a Club Shay Shay, of a Breakfast Club, of a DJ Academics' podcast or whatever. People who we uphold high, really, really have these conversations with these folks. Because as entertaining as Club Shay Shay is, that 3-hour podcast that he created, that conversation that they had together, it wasn't it. And it was painfully, painfully obvious how many times Shannon was actually out of his depth with Amanda. So... we gotta be careful with that. It's kind of the same thing with the Breakfast Club inviting Candace Owens onto the show, which I just heard that they're either getting moved from the channel, the radio channel that they were originally on, or they're just being dropped entirely, which is really wild because Breakfast Club has been around forever. Now, they have taken a very much right-leaning stance lately, particularly Charmaine. That's not that man's name. That man, I'm sorry, y'all. I told you I'm sick. I'm just trying to get y'all your good podcast for the week. I'm just trying. I hope you hear me trying. I'm trying. I'm just a girl. But yes, that man is named Charlemagne. That man is not named Charmaine. Lord, I was about to call him Charmin. That's the toilet tissue, Whitney. Anyway, the point is, I had this same criticism with Charlemagne and the Breakfast Club when Candace Owens came on, because nobody was challenging the things that she was saying. Nobody was fact-checking her. And I recently saw an interview. I wish I knew the name of the podcast, but the gentleman who was talking to her was directly fact-checking her, was directly challenging her. And you find with Candace Owens, she speaks with authority and she speaks really fast, but she does not have the facts to back up what she's saying. It's highly opinionated. This man took her down in 3 minutes or less. And because the lady was sitting here talking about how college degrees aren't worth having. And the gentleman was like, now, wait a minute. Now, we can look up facts right now that shows that people who have their college degrees out earn people who only have, you know, their high school diplomas. Like, across the board, they just out earn them. And you know, that's not true in every case, obviously. That's not true for every story, obviously. Obviously, there's going to be some people who go against that, but typically, people who have their college degrees and are working in their fields out earn people who have their high school diplomas. And she just kept coming back with like, oh, well, this was my experience. This was my experience. I'm like, okay, there's nothing wrong. And he kept saying, there's nothing wrong with speaking on your experience, but don't make your experience the truth for everybody, because that's not true. And she folded like a folding chair, y'all. She folded right up. That man directly fact-checked her. And I'm like, this is what we need to do. We need to directly fact-check people like this, or be prepared to have these conversations like what Shannon was trying to have with Amanda Seales. Now, Amanda Seales is sharp as a tack. She's really smart. She's going to have, I would love to see them two talk, but I know that Candace would never go talk to Amanda because Amanda would eat that lady up. Because like I said, that's her range. That's her depth. She's very, very smart and very, very quick. Very, very smart and very, very quick, where Candace only has the quickness with her. Like, Candace is smart enough to know when to not go places. She knew she wasn't going to be challenged on The Breakfast Club. That was an easy conversation. She knows that she's not going to be challenged on these other shows. So when she goes on these other shows and they're like kikiing and they're like, let's play a game, let's see how black you actually are, she knows, y'all. She knows. There's not going to be any challenges against her. I say all that to say this. I want better for Amanda Seales. I want people to at least just be honest about how they feel about her. I want people to just tell the truth about how they feel about her. And then everybody move on. Just everyone show mutual respect or move on. I just saw some bullshit. I don't want to talk about it long because this literally just happened this morning. The New York Appeals Court overturns Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction, ordering a new trial in a landmark Me Too case. Quote, we conclude that the trial court erroneously admitted testimony of uncharged alleged prior sexual acts against persons other than the complainants of the underlying crimes, the court said. The remedy for these egregious errors is a new trial. I told y'all I was bullshit. I told y'all I was bullshit. I'm not happy about this. Obviously not pleased about this. I see so many people are talking about this. It's bananas. Like, oh goodness. I will be watching this. I'll be watching this. On a high note, I would like to congratulate the new inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Y'all. So many great people have been inducted. One, Mary J. Blige, Kool and the Gang, A Tribe Called Quest, Dionne Warwick, Norman Whitfield, Big Mama Thornton, my goodness, and Suzanne DePass. I'm elated to see this. Like, come on, y'all. Kool and the Gang, absolutely. Dionne Warwick, absolutely. Mary J. Blige, absolutely. Kool and the Gang, absolutely. Across the board, just a bunch of absolutes. Massive, massive win for each of those groups and individuals. Like, this is so good. I'm so excited for everybody who's been inducted. Also, look at Time's People of the Year. Because that's all I'm going to say. It's a lot of incredible people on that list. Just looking at this list, just a cursory look, and I see Coleman Domingo, Divine Joy Randolph, who absolutely cleaned house this year with the awards. Jeffrey Wright, Fantasia Barrino, Leslie Odom Jr., LaToya Ruby Frazier, oh my goodness, so many people. Taraji P. Henson, Burna Boy, 21 Savage. I'm so excited. Oh, Patrick Mahomes is on here. Aja Wilson is on here. Who else is on here that I recognize? There's a bunch of people I don't recognize. I want to do my research on each of these individuals, but there's so many people who I don't really recognize, but they are awesome. It's a list of 100 people. If you know all these people, you are dope. Maya Rudolph is on here. Yes, Maya. Who else? So many great people. America Ferrera is on here. Lots of great people. go read the Time 100. Lots of groovy people. I probably missed like 70 or 80 of them, but lots of great people, lots of people to applaud, and lots of people I'm going to have to look up because, you know, we should always be learning. We should always be like supportive of incredible people. I'm personally excited for Taraji and Fantasia being on this list because, yes, ladies, Color Purple did not get the love that I thought it was going to get. I'm not sure what happened, and I'm not sure why. I'm still unpacking this because that film was beautiful. It was a beautiful film. I don't think people were prepared for the musical of it all. But I think that if people had known that it is a film adaptation of a musical adaptation of a film adaptation of a book. I think if people had known that, maybe they would have felt a little differently. But yes, it's a film adaptation of the stage play, the musical. Dev Patel is on here, and I need y'all to start putting Dev like more respect on Dev Patel's name. So many people, like, I saw lots of love for Dev Patel in his new film Monkey Man. This is not an ad, by the way. And someone came online and was like, this man is just overrated. And I'm like, girl, what? Like, just because he's not, like, he's doing the exact same things that your white faves are doing, what makes him overrated? Like, he's doing the exact same things. And unlike a lot of your white faves, he can act and he can write. So what are we missing here, Shorty? Because she was trying to like diminish him for being Indian. And I was like, this is weird and racist. Only on Elon Musk's, that's not that many, Musk's, plural of Musk. Only on Elon Musk's platform. But yeah, y'all need to put some respect on Dev Patel's name. Put some respect on that man's name. Burna Boy is on here. Just Jeffrey Wright is on here. Yeah, it's a lot of great folks. So go ahead on over and read the Time 100. Go on over and look up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations to everybody. Lots of love. And we're going to wrap up the show right there because it's time for me to take some medication. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for your likes, your shares, your subscribes. Thank you for listening thus far and showing your support always. Thank you to the Patreon. Y'all keep the lights on in the house, and I appreciate y'all. If you want to join the dopest group of patrons and get Patreon exclusive content, including a Patreon exclusive podcast episode, you can join Patreon, patreon.com/WhitneyElise. But there's other ways you can also support this show. Drop 5 stars when you review. And if there's a section where you could type something in, type in something nice. Let the folks know that you appreciate this here show. Continue to share. Continue to talk about it. I appreciate you guys. I told you all this is the year I want to grow. And we are growing. And I really, really appreciate and I adore each and every one of you for being in this community with me. Now I'm going to go get some rest. Okay, I appreciate you guys for listening. As always, peace, y'all.